MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Joining now with Rowan Lansbach, Head of Education at Markets Club. Rowan, appreciate the time this morning. Trading as a possible second income, or perhaps even a primary income with the unemployment we have in our country. I suspect this is something which many people would like to have. Is it something which is practical and doable for the majority of our citizens?
Oh, good morning once again. So it's an honor to be here early this morning. Well, look, obviously for me, I've been trading full time for a couple of years. But once again, that shouldn't be your initial go to. Trading is and remains the biggest market in the world. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting into the trading, you need to take your time to be consistent first. And over a couple of years, yes, it is obtainable. I have multiple guys that I know personally that is trading full time, but obviously after a couple of years, after multiple steps taken, after building your foundation, after obviously mastering the markets after multiple years.
I take your point, and particularly, I mean, I suppose it's like any skill. You need to learn the ropes of it. I imagine there are a couple of key areas. One, I suspect, is just managing risk and understanding the risk you're taking on, particularly if you're doing a leveraged product such as derivatives. Risk management becomes absolutely critical.
Yeah, I believe risk management for me is the number one key factor. The reason people don't enter trades, the reason people panic and close their trades is because of bad risk management. Mm-hmm. So if you know exactly what you're going to lose, if you know exactly what you're going to risk, and you're comfortable with that risk, once again, you don't mind taking it. But if you're over-risking because obviously you're trying to become a profitable trader or becoming a full-time trader tomorrow, that obviously leads to you taking unnecessary losses through bad risk management.
Yeah, I see your point there. And it is, I mean, a lot of trading is psychology. I mean, it is around mindset. Roger Federer was talking around the fact that he only won just over half of his points recently, and it's that. Trading isn't about getting it or making a profit on every single trade, and I suspect that that's difficult for a lot of folks.
Yeah, I believe psychology is a key factor to your trading. They say trading is 90% psychology, and a lot of traders don't always believe that. They believe that if you get the best next strategy or anything in that sense, that's how you obtain profitability. But your psychology will be a direct reflection of your trades. And I do believe it starts outside trading. If you build good habits by making your bed, taking a cold shower, going to the gym, it sounds like stupid things, but end of the day, it will pull through into your trading, because strong psychology, a strong mind is how you think and obviously become like the 10% that is obviously profitable.
And it is in that regard. I mean, it's the market is going to batter you from time to time. I mean, that is just, I mean, in my experience of trading, there are times when I can do everything right, but it just feels like the world is against me.
Yeah, 100%. I think we, after 9 years of trading, I still have days and even weeks like that where it just feels like the market doesn't make sense. Some mornings I wake up and it's like pretty simple. I know exactly what I'm looking for. And some mornings you wake up and it's like French for you. It just doesn't make sense. And people always ask me, like, do you still feel that way? I mean, every now and then it becomes that way. And it's just because you may be going through a psychological dip or anything in that sense, or the market structure changed a little bit. You don't understand what's happening for now, or there's so many elements actually to it.
Is there, I mean, do you have preferred instruments or products that you're trading? Do you have preferred, perhaps, time zones that you're trading in? I mean, for example, I know someone who trades Singapore because he's in Sonyak. It's a bad example, perhaps, but I mean, for you, are there certain products or asset classes that you say, this just works better?
Yeah, well, for me, like I said, there's no one-stop shop for everyone. Mm. I believe that every single person will react differently to different markets. For me personally, I prefer trading gold. It's just something that I've been spending a lot of time with. I prefer trading it in the U.S. session. But it once again comes down to my time frame. When can I trade? When do I have the availability to trade? I found I had some time between 12 and 4. Mm-hmm. Figured out gold between that specific session, and I've been just focusing on that for the past 8 years. So it's way different than if I study, for example, crypto. I do understand crypto, but it's just too volatile, too much of a risk for myself. And that obviously leaves me in the dark. And the reason that I'm not able to take that risk is because I'm afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow, maybe a crash or something in that sense.
I like that. What you've essentially done is you've specialized, and I take your point. For you, that speciality is gold. It's the early US session. It could be something else for somebody else. But you're not trying to
Exactly.
be the everyman trader. You're kind of saying, let me find my own niche, which works for you.
Yeah, I believe that's the most important part about trading. Is a lot of traders think I'm going to buy a course from this guy so on Facebook or anything in that sense and become profitable. But at the end of the day, I can teach you everything I've learned in 9 years. It's going to take me some time. But if you don't make it your own, you'll never understand why I'm doing specific things. People will always ask me 12 to 4. And without even me telling you, you need to actually go and put in the work to go and figure out why 12 to 4. That's the right question you're asking. But you need to go and figure it out because if you understand it, that's how you get profitable, not through me understanding it.
Yeah, I take that. And it, as I say, it's going to be different for everyone, but find what works. We'll leave it there, Rin Lansman, Head of Education, Markets Club. Appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.